This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:08 and this is the evening edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And now we've got Pope Pope Parliament with the Day One Rakyat updates.
First up, the issue of contract doctors was raised by opposition leader Datuk Sri Anwar Ibrahim. So under Budget 2022, 336 million ringgit had been allocated to extend the contracts of more than 10,000 medical, dental and pharmaceutical officers. And according to Health Minister Kairi Jamaluddin, the government is now ready to absorb 4,186 of these officers into permanent service, but this will take at least 377 million ringgit of funds to achieve.
Daripada 10,583 pegawai yang telah tamat tempoh khidmat wajib, 4,186 pegawai telah pun dinilai dan boleh diperakukan kepada Jabatan Perkhidmatan Awam untuk lantikan tetap. Jumlah yang diperlukan untuk tahun depan, permohonan 4,186 perjawatan pelantikan tetap yang meliputi 3,586 pegawai perubatan, 300 pegawai pergigian, 300 pegawai farmasi adalah 377 juta 485,089 ringgit.
So then Beaufort MP Datuk Sri Azizah Mohd Dun asked a follow-up question on the financial implications if the government were to hire all those contract doctors to permanent posts. Kairi replied that he wasn't sure if this was doable, but that the ministry will start by preparing a projection on how many contract workers needed to be appointed on a permanent basis.
Unjuran itu yang kita tengah sediakan sebab sekarang ini Jabatan Perkhidmatan Awam minta unjuran daripada Kementerian Kesihatan berapa ramai doktor yang diperlukan untuk tahun-tahun mendatang. Sebab itu kita dalam proses menyediakan unjuran kita supaya kita dapat kemukakan kepada Jabatan Perkhidmatan Awam dan juga kepada Kementerian Kewangan keperluan berdasarkan unjuran dan keperluan untuk doktor ini dilantik secara tetap. Dan saya tak pasti kalau kita dapat serap semua yang ada di bawah kontrak. Tetapi kita mula dengan unjuran keperluan dulu dan saya pasti unjuran keperluan itu kita akan usahakan supaya jumlah itu dapat kita serapkan dulu untuk dimasukkan dalam perkhidmatan tetap. Terima kasih.
That was Health Minister Kairi Jamaluddin addressing really an issue that at this point has been going on for months, and I would dare say for many people not yet addressed sufficiently. I know that post the budget, the Hartal Doctor Collective essentially voiced their dissatisfaction and the fact that they are going to renew their calls as well as potentially look at further ways in which to highlight their plight.
So I think it makes a lot of sense that from the government's point of view, the calculations need to be done, right? I just wish perhaps that they had been ready for today's questioning. But I think that that is definitely the correct line of attack to take, is asking and thinking about how much it would actually cost in order to absorb the contract doctors, or to think more holistically about addressing the issues that they want addressed. And also, I think, actually accurately gauging how many permanent staff we need in this area, right? And therefore getting a better sense of what the gaps are within our healthcare system, both in terms of what patients need, but also in terms of what the people working within it need. So it's promising, but I would like to hear more of this explored in this sitting.
I would also like to hear, actually, the other concerns being addressed, because the contract extension is one thing, but that has been actually a point of contention because a lot of them were not just talking about wanting contract extensions. They wanted more security. They wanted more job progression. So all of these things haven't been addressed. And I wonder, actually, how much engagement or back and forth is even happening between the government and the actual doctors who are involved in this issue. We'd like to hear from you. Is the government doing enough to address the contract doctors issue? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Next up, there was a discussion about the safety hazard of slopes. This came after Dungun MP Wan Hassan Mohamed Ramli asked how the government will address the risk of landslides during the monsoon season, very relevant for where we are in the year, especially in East Coast states. So Senior Works Minister Datuk Sri Fadilah Yusof said that 1,474 slopes with moderate to high risk have been identified, and they are located actually along critical federal roads in Kelantan, Terengganu, Pahang, Johor and Negeri Sembilan.
Untuk makluman yang berhormat juga, berdasarkan 5 buah negeri yang dijangka mungkin terjejas akibat MTL oleh NADMA ialah Kelantan, Terengganu, Pahang, Johor dan Negeri Sembilan. Sebanyak 1,474 bilangan cerun yang mempunyai tahap bahaya sederhana sehingga sangat tinggi telah dikenalpasti melalui peta bahaya dan risiko cerun. Cerun-cerun yang berisiko ini terletak di jalan persekutuan kritikal di 5 buah negeri tersebut seperti jalan persekutuan FT1, FT3, FT4, FT8, FT86 dan FT185.
The minister also added that a landslide early warning system has been installed at locations of risk and that this would give an early warning when the rainfall index exceeded the warning level. He also said that the ministry is working with the National Disaster Management Agency and other related bodies so as to prepare ahead for the monsoon season.
Untuk makluman yang berhormat juga, Kementerian Kerja Raya bersama Cawangan Kejutaan Cerun, JKR telah memasang sistem amaran awal tanah runtuh di lokasi-lokasi berisiko melalui penggunaan sistem telemetri yang akan memberi amaran awal apabila rainfall index pada tolok hujan yang telah dipasang melebihi tahap amaran. CKC juga akan memberikan amaran awal pada JKR daerah berdasarkan data hujan yang diperolehi daripada sistem amaran awal tanah runtuh dan data pergerakan cerun yang dipasang pada cerun-cerun yang berisiko.
That was Senior Works Minister Datuk Sri Fadilah Yusof. Moving on, lawmakers discussed the hydrogen economy. This came as Rompin MP Datuk Sri Hassan Arifin asked about the government's plans to commercialise the hydrogen industry in Malaysia. And for context, hydrogen is seen globally as a fuel for the future because unlike fossil fuels, hydrogen does not emit greenhouse gases.
So, Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation, Datuk Sri Dr. Adhan Baba, said that a hydrogen economy and technology action plan is being drafted in the hopes of making Malaysia one of the key players in the region. Nano Malaysia Berhad has been appointed as a strategic partner to draw up this plan.
MOSTI melalui Pusat Nanoteknologi Kebangsaan Malaysia telah melantik Nano Malaysia Berhad sebagai rakan strategik bagi merangka pelan tindakan hala tuju teknologi dan ekonomi hidrogen dan penyediaan pelan tindakan ini juga dijalankan secara kolaborasi dengan Akademi Sains Malaysia, Nano Verify Sdn Berhad dan Malaysian Green Technology dan Climate Change Center. Pelan ini akan menjadi garis panduan bagi membangunkan teknologi dan ekonomi hidrogen hingga tahun 2050.
Dr. Adam also said that the value of renewable energy exports is still small for now, but it has the potential to generate economic growth if the green initiative is expanded quickly.
Balik pada soalan yang dikemukakan iaitu nilai ekspor tenaga hidrogen ke luar negara pada masa ini masih kecil jumlahnya. Walau bagaimanapun, sumber tenaga boleh baru ini mempunyai prospek positif dari aspek pertumbuhan ekonomi jika pelaksanaan inisiatif hijau dapat diperluas dengan cepat. Berdasarkan statistik yang dikeluarkan oleh Jabatan Perangkaan Malaysia, ekspor hidrogen hanya menyumbang sekitar 1.5% sahaja berbanding ekspor lain-lain gas dalam Malaysia yang dianggar sekitar 1.2 bilion ringgit. Untuk makluman, China merupakan negara yang merekodkan nilai ekspor hidrogen tertinggi iaitu sekitar 948 juta ringgit, diikuti dengan Belanda, Poland, Jerman dan Singapura.
That was Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation, Datuk Sri Dr. Adhan Baba. And let us know, you know, should Malaysia pivot its focus towards renewable energy sectors like hydrogen? And if we do, what would you like to see? Since an action plan is incoming, you can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
And finally, a quick look at the debates on Budget 2022. Kinabatang MP Datuk Sri Bong Mokhtar called on lawmakers across the divide to support the anti-party hopping bill. And that was, of course, proposed by Pengerang MP Datuk Sri Azalina Uthman Syed. This came after a bit of back and forth on the matter, starting with Shah Alam MP Khalid Samad.
Ya, ini merupakan satu tindakan yang tidak bertanggungjawab oleh golongan-golongan yang telah lompat dan menjatuhkan kerajaan PH yang dulu ada majoriti yang besar, tetapi apabila berlakunya pengkhianatan, maka ketidakstabilan politik terhasil untuk negara Malaysia hingga sekarang. Ini adalah merupakan sebab utama mengapa ekonomi negara merudum sehingga hari ini. Minta maaflah kepada dunia dan minta maaflah kepada rakyat atas tindakan khianat yang telah dilakukan.
Terima kasih, Shah Alam. Shah Alam, kita sama. Saya tidak suka orang lompat-lompat. Waktu orang lompat-lompat di Sabah, I am the last man standing yang tidak lompat. Sebab itu kita mau mengadakan pilihan raya, jangan ada lompat-lompat. Ahli Parlimen Pengarang pun sedang merangka satu usul, yaitu Akta Anti Lompat Parti. Saya memang sokong, saya harap Shah Alam pun sokong.
Ya, pasti saya sokong. Tapi kalau tak suka ya lompat.
Kita tidak mau orang lompat-lompat.
Sometimes Parliament brings together the unlikeliest of bedfellows. I'm not even sure they knew necessarily going in today that that's how that conversation was going to go. But that was Kinabatangan MP Datuk Sri Bong Mokhtar and Shah Alam MP Khalid Samad calling for an end to party hopping as a way to stabilise the economy. I think earlier you might have heard the Shah Alam MP also calling for an apology to the world because of the instability that party hopping has wreaked upon us.
I know. I mean, it's great to hear such passion being brought to this conversation, I must say. That's all we have for Popping Popping Parliament today. Let us know if you have thoughts that you'd like to share. We covered a number of different things. We talked about the contract medical officers, as well as the attempt to see how many they can reabsorb into the ministry. We also talked about slopes and the risk of landslides and an early warning system. We talked about pivoting to the hydrogen economy, as well as, very passionately, about anti-party hopping bills. So weigh in on any of those. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.